Blog Talk Radio.
Death before dishonor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get the walking,
don't
and I'm saying
you ever heard.
Keep it as a reminder. Forever stay loyal, never dishonor. Things didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now, no longer can I stand any more stolen. Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
Welcome to the race. My name is Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KT5CLBY. And I'm here
this
with
is Rome.
My co-host.
You can call me. I even said it. So, guys, you can find me on Twitter at Vibe and Rome, V-I-V-I-N. Rome, R-O-M-E.
That's
and
a
today we're
going
to have a pretty
capital.
Exciting show for you. Yeah. Trying some new things here, so hope things go pretty swell.
We've been having a lot of technical difficulties here lately, so I'm thinking we possibly have them all figured out now. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Keep fingers crossed.
I think so, too. Oh. I'm pretty sure we do. And we have a new Facebook page. It's
you
the
can
race,
look us up. It's
you know.
The race.
Huh? Yeah, the race. Go figure, right?
It's
so, you know, we'll be
original.
Fixing that up, too. So, just to let you know, we already have that up. If you guys want to tune in, it has currently, you know, just this show. But, you know, in future, it's going to have some of our previous shows, too, if you wanted to have a recap and just see the progress that we've been making. Or listen to some of our hilarious stories that we already discussed. So,
right.
Without further ado.
And also, as far as the links go, they are live for forever, as far as I know. So if you do miss it, like if you come in halfway and you're like, oh, my God, what's going on? Because we're in the middle of a rant and we just are lost. You can always revisit it anytime, any day, and listen to the whole thing through. It makes us happy to see that people are going back and listening to it.
Right.
So please do it. Make us happy so that we can make you happy. You know how that works. Anywho.
Yeah.
So, your week going good?
Hmm?
Rome, I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Speak.
Is your week going well? Isn't it? No. You know what? I take that
yeah,
my question.
I've been having
my,
a good week.
No. I don't care anymore. So, my first topic is on frogs.
Is on what?
Way better than. It's on frogs. It's way better than hearing about your week. So. You got to be all like, speak. Anyway, so scientists, like, I think, listen, I'm just...
Are you going to tell us about the topic, or are you just going
to... Are you going to let me? Listen to this.
I'm waiting.
We're not even, like, 5 minutes into the show, and you're already getting my nerves. Anywho, so the scientists have cloned a frog that used to be extinct.
Really?
Yeah.
Dinosaur
I mean, at first
frog?
You're like, all right. A what?
Dino frog.
No, not a dino frog. A frog. Although, the weird slash gross slash really cool thing about it is it gives birth through its mouth.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, they've cloned it, and, like, it's a thing again, which, I mean, that's a big thing for science, so that's kind of cool. But... also a little strange, I've got to admit.
That's pretty cool, actually. Next thing you know, we're going to have Jurassic Park on our hands.
Right. No, I don't think they're going to do that. That's a little...
Hey, that's how it all started. It started with the cloning of frogs, and now been dinosaurs. They found some mosquitoes. They're going to find a mosquito somewhere, and then, boom, the pair start running from a T-Rex.
Right. No.
Jealous?
No, not at all.
Not good. It's mine. No need to be jealous. It's not a good color on you.
What?
Anyway,
no.
My turn. You ready?
Waiting.
Did you hear what? Grandfather, who saved kids from a shark, got fired from his job. I remember I told you about that one.
Mhm. I remember you were all excited because you found a manly topic.
I am boss grandpa. So a man, I think it was 62-year-old man, was on vacation in Queensland with his wife and with his daughter when they saw a shark. start swimming towards some kids to, try to get a little taste. Now, it wouldn't have been such a big deal, but the guy and his wife were on, quote-unquote, sick leave from their respective jobs at a boys and girls club. So, the only reason it came about for them getting fired was because his actions were recorded and went viral. So his company saw his actions and saw that he was in well enough shape to make it to work. And that is why he was grounds for fire.
I mean, yeah. Everybody calls in sick when they're not and plays hooky at least once in their lifetime.
Right.
Not everybody gets to be cool enough to save kids from sharks, though. Like, I mean, I
But, it's like, you just took down a shark, man, and you got fired for that? All right.
I think that's almost like, if you were on the clock, it'd be promotion material. But, like, I get that he was off the clock. That's something to, like, promote. Be like, oh, we're so good with kids, we'll save them from sharks. Even though,
all right.
He was on
Grandpa,
clock,
62 years old. That's pretty old. I don't know about you, but that wouldn't be wrestling sharks. I know the shark wasn't that big. It was maybe, like, 3 feet, but maybe 4. I think the story sounds like tough, but still, you wrestled a shark.
But what?
You wrestled a shark. How many times have you wrestled a shark?
Never.
Alright. You think that's pretty masculine, hardcore kind of stuff? Would you be
awesome.
Wrestling
Good
a
job.
Shark as a grandma?
Good job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Manly story.
What do you have?
Let's see. A fun little manly story. There was a prison guard this last week that was in an argument with his wife.
This is not a man story. This is a shameful story, if anything. Go ahead. Finish telling the story.
No. It's a story of pride and drunkenness. So he was angry about the argument, obviously, and I guess he got pretty heated. Like I said, he was drunk. He was trying to get his wedding ring off, and it wouldn't come off. So being a prison guard, he's got a gun, but he decided he'd just shoot it off. So he shot his finger in an attempt to get the ring off and wounded himself, but the ring was still on. Nobody else was hurt, but quite a interesting hospital story.
You didn't have any soap or lotion or anything like that? Generally, how do you get rings off?
Well, he wasn't in his right mind, remember?
True.
Nope.
I might even try to bite it off, but shoot it off, not the smartest thing.
I mean, some people are not the brightest crayon in the box, the sharpest knife in the dishwasher. You know, it's just, some people just don't have all their marbles.
Noted. Totally noted. Shame.
One thing we're going to try this episode, I guess you could call it episode, tonight,
yeah,
is we are going to try to play more music. So maybe that'll help with transitions or something. I'm not really sure. Maybe it'll just make it more fun to listen to. Although, I don't know why you would know for the whole hour and half. Anyway, so without further ado, let's listen to... Oh, we had a request for this one, so let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. This is for Kelly. This is John Legend's Tonight.
Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep you warm at the end of chinchilla. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week you're my five-course meal for real.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Rates. One of the topics that kind of hits close to home, especially for one of us close to where I grew up, at least, This morning, UCF had a bunch of stuff going on. There was, so first off, in like one of the big dorms, the fire alarm went off. So of course, everybody's evacuating and police go in there. Well, meanwhile, somebody said that they saw someone around the building with a gun. So of course, that kind of amps things up a little bit. And they, you know, start searching for the person. They go through, like, I guess they do anyway, just go through the whole building and make sure there's no fire, make sure everybody's out, da-da-da-da. Well, in doing that, they found a dead guy. A guy that shot himself, is what it looks like. And they also found explosives. And, again, this is on campus at UCF in Orlando. Wouldn't really say the heart of Orlando, but it's in Orlando.
Definitely not in the heart of Orlando.
Orlando's too freaking big. But
Orlando's a funny town.
Did you hear about that? I mean, that's pretty close to you.
I heard about somebody dying over at UCF. I didn't hear about everything else that, you know, was tied in with it. So
yeah, like
they don't have any more leads to, you know, what's going on there.
To be 100% honest, I have not checked on it since this morning, but I can. I've got several friends that might actually be listening in that go there. So
really,
yeah. I also haven't seen anything new on it as far as like Facebook and everything.
Right.
Because you know how that's.
Dead.
You know how the Oh, okay. Here's some
what?
Information.
Yeah. Checking out right now?
Yeah, a former student had amassed 4 explosive devices, 2 guns, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition before killing himself. Basically, he had planned an attack on the campus. His name was James Savakumaran.
See why I don't mention names on the radio?
Yeah, so James. He had a, I don't know.
He had what?
He had a last minute change of heart and decided
just to off himself?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, the residence hall where he was found, where he had everything, has housed around 500 students. Like, just that in itself would have been a lot of people. But plus he had the guns and the extra ammunition and everything. 4 explosives. He was 19. Never mind. But that's really scary. Like, that's right there.
It is. It is creeping. It's crazy. And he didn't leave a note to say why he was doing all that?
It doesn't say that he did.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I don't see anything about that. Yeah. It's scary. Like,
it is.
I mean,
just
it's one thing
to do that.
Hear.
Sorry, I got mad about something. Or upset,
yeah.
Or had his feelings hurt. Man up. Don't need to do all that.
I mean, it's one thing where you say, totally distracted. It's one thing where you see it, and this sounds terrible, but other places, but when it's like, you're like, oh my God, I know that road, I know that dorm, like, I know where this is.
Right. When it's close to home, then, you know, it's a little, I guess, more real.
Exactly. So... wake up call. Crises are everywhere.
I'll keep you up to not.
Huh?
Hear me? I said I'll keep you updated on that story, seeing how I'm closer to the situation than you are.
This is true.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, you will. Be my single act of kindness for the month.
Oh, I figured you had something already, because you're Mr. co-host to the rescue. I've got everything down, and I've got manly stories today, and this, that, and the other. And
well, so. If you're done, there's a guy that goes around collecting icebergs. Sounds interesting.
Collecting what?
A guy.
Collect what?
I said there's a guy that goes around collecting icebergs. You know the thing that sunk the Titanic? Icebergs.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah. He uses the icebergs to make premium vodka. Of course.
How does that work?
Oh, it's an Alaska distillery, and he uses the pure glacial water to make his award-winning liquor. He was pretty much going on about saying that, you know, the quality of the vodka that he makes, you know, comes down to every little aspect that goes into making it. So, let's see.
What are the icebergs
he
do?
Wants,
like, what,
he
what
wants
is that?
Water. Huh?
Go ahead.
What?
Nothing.
No, ask your questions. Would you like to interrupt before hearing the whole story? Ask your questions.
You mad, bro?
I am not.
What good is an iceberg? Like, why does that matter?
Well,
if you would let
what
me
I was
finish.
About to say before you asked that question was
yep.
The secret, distilling water from icebergs is using Earth's purest water source. Like, that's the cleanest you can get. It's straight from a glacier. So if you want the purest of purest water, that's where the icebergs come to play. Off of glaciers, though.
So that way when you drink it, you're like...
Yeah, exactly. See what you did
you like
there.
You like how I threw that in there?
Yeah. I do. That was nice. Well played.
I'm
well
gonna
played.
Keep. We're gonna. I'll keep them coming. You're not ready for this. I've been so excited, just for everyone out there, I've been so excited today because I found, like, a freaking jackpot of sound effects. And so I've got some random ones that I'm probably just going to throw in randomly and be like, hey.
Good. I'm glad you're in control of that because I got control of the background music. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so I found that to be very intriguing because, you know, who goes collecting icebergs just to make vodka?
How do you preserve them, I guess? Because I feel like if you froze them too much, then...
How do you
Like, does he stick, like, a flag in them and say, hey, that's mine. Boom. There you
no,
go.
No, it's like fishing. You know, it takes a net or, you know, a crane or whatever and pulls them right out of the water.
I wonder if people steal icebergs.
He's an iceberg hunter, so to speak. Like,
that
he passes up, like, bad icebergs and, yeah. What?
Ever heard. That's so strange. Side note, you've got anything to add, any stranger stories than people collecting icebergs, because apparently people do that, you can call
in. This guy's making bank. He went from making $4,500 in 2008 to over $1 million last year in profit or revenue. So he's doing something right. Well, go ahead. Yes, if you guys have any topics or anything, feel free to hit us up on Twitter or call in.
Or Facebook. The number is 646-478-3599. And I'm going to hit Rome next time he interrupts me like that. That's my dog. And he's so serious. He thinks I'm joking.
He is.
I'm not though.
Right.
But I've got so many funny stories that I really don't know where to begin with because I know that I'm just gonna go off on a rant on some of them. Here's one: a husband and a wife decided to rob a bank and brought their kids with them.
How does that go?
Not very well. People are stupid.
Hey guys, we're going to run some errands real quick. Like, did they bring them in the bank with them?
Yes. I believe so.
Wow. People have hit an all-time low.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't...
So explain it. Go ahead. Tell the story. I mean, is there any more to it, or did they get away with it?
No, they didn't get away with it. How else would we know? Like, it was a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old that were in the back seat. Because you know how normally it's like one of them goes in and the other stays, yeah. And that's one
prepping the getaway car.
You've seen the movies, yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them are 27. They've got the 5-year-old and the 2-year-old in the back seat. The woman went in to the bank, ran to the car. The man drove the car. And the police say they searched the vehicle and found the demand note along with hundreds of dollars in cash, which was basically, you know, how they go up and they're like, give me all your money. But she had a note, I guess.
Right.
She was cool like that.
Be more discreet about it.
I guess, yeah, this happened in Utah. I don't know. The city starts with a T, and it's weird looking, so I'm not going to try it. But, are you laughing at me for that?
Like, yes, I am.
You can't say
I am
anything
laughing
if you
at
do
you.
The same thing.
That's not the point. That's why I don't say names, because I know some of these names are just ridiculous.
Did you hear about... another rant. You know I'm ADD, kind of, sort of, not technically,
yep.
But basically.
Go on.
Venezuela's president, did you hear that he was wanting to be embalmed? Well, he's dead, so I guess he's not wanting to, but they were going to embalm him and lay him up so that everybody could see him for, like, not the rest of his life. Ha! See what I'm saying? But, like, forever.
The rest of eternity.
Right. Did you hear about that or no?
What happened to making statues of yourself? Doesn't that generally work as well?
And then you get to see it while
school?
You're still alive. I mean, I agree, but I guess that's just not, does it smell? I mean, I don't know. This was weird. So yeah, he wanted to be embalmed, or they wanted to embalm him. The
so
plan was to
they
have
want,
him
he wanted to be embalmed and put up, like, you know those, like, those movies where they have the cameras and the wolves and you see all the animal heads as trophies, so he wants to be like that for his country?
Yeah, basically.
Hmm. He wanted to be on the wall. Interesting.
But, when I looked at this anyway, it said that it's unlikely because it wasn't prepared in time. Because I guess it has to, that makes sense. You gotta do that quick enough so that the body doesn't
right.
decompose. This is so nasty, really, to think about. But, anyway.
Of course. Makes sense.
Yeah, so it's probably not going to happen.
No.
Sucks for him, but he's dead, so I don't think he cares.
Is it really, like, that's all you got to do. A, find some pretty good artists, make a statue of me now. Done. They take, what, about
I know,
a month to do?
I would want to see it beforehand, because you know how, like, sometimes you go to, this is so bad, you go to a funeral and... or viewing, I mean, and you're just like, oh, they did a bad job. Like, that person
right.
looks deader than dead. Like,
I know it's the same. It makes sense.
So morbid to talk about.
I guess. Let's take a break. Get your mind right.
All right. Music break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Rakes.
Don't you be holding back your love. Don't you be holding back. Don't you be holding back your love. Don't you be holding back.
the sex is hard to handle. Your ex couldn't beat it. I hit it like a free throw. And since I lost some weight, you say I got a big ego. It's too strong. You said the drive stick. Well, baby, just peel off. Loving how it lasts long. Leave the sheets gushy. Fuck you with the mask on. Halloween pussy. Your body shivers and trembles with each and every stroke. Pussy wetter than
don't
ever. Enough to sink a boat.
Welcome back to The Race. I am your host, Colby, and I am here with my wonderful co-host, Rome, who's on mute and doesn't realize it. Are you there?
Hey, yes, this is it's Rome. You can find me on Twitter at VibeRome. Or you can call in and talk to us at 646-478-3599. Tune in. So, what we're going to try to do is have, like, a main, like, along with our, you know, brief topics here and there, we're going to try to, you know, have a major topic to discuss, you know, that may be going on in the world. And, you know, that will allow you guys to, like, call in and, you know, express your views on the subject or, you know, just, you know, maybe possibly shed some light on an issue that you're dealing with.
So
without further ado,
topic.
Please take it away, Colby.
Thank you for the introduction. I know I'm important enough for one. I need one every time I talk. Glad I've got you here. So, okay, today I'll give you a little bit of background about this story. A friend of mine and I had, I don't know, we were kind of on the outs, and then we joined, like, we became Facebook friends again. And everything was cool, you know, it's Facebook, who cares? And all of a sudden, yeah, I get these messages about, this is ridiculous, basically, it's from this girl who I assume is his ex. He says, I
drama. The guy,
right, yeah, here we go. She is his ex, and I know this because I trust the dude, and he says that he's not seeing anybody, and also because she's crazy. So, basically, she was assuming that he and I are sleeping together because we are Facebook friends.
Interesting.
First off...
That's what happens when you're Facebook friends?
What?
That's what happens when you're Facebook friends nowadays?
Apparently that's what that means. But to go further with the story, so she starts hacking his Facebook and messaging me from his. And finally I'm like, all right.
Wow.
I sent him pictures of the conversation and everything. Getting to the point.
Eventually.
I'm just trying to figure out how to word this so that I'm not, like,
yep,
completely throwing my bias out there. Would you ever give a spouse, person you're in a relationship, your passwords to anything? Because I feel like, before you get to answer, I feel like I don't want anybody to have my passwords. Those are mine and mine alone. And I don't care if we're in a relationship. I don't care if we're dating for, like, 4 years. Like, you don't need it. You ought to trust me that by that point. And I ought to trust you, so I don't want yours, and you don't need mine, and whoop-de-doo.
So, to summarize what my host
that?
Is trying to say...
that was pretty clear.
How much do you trust, I guess, what should be allowed to be shared information and what should be private as far as, you know, like your phone or Facebook or social media, emails, you know, when you're in a relationship? Do you give your significant other everything, or do you, you know, keep some stuff to yourself? Is that what you're speaking about?
Yes, you said that so eloquently.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, you're beating around the bush, so I was going to...
I got there.
...the topic at hand. Yeah, years later. My personal opinion is, you know, you do have a certain level of privacy to, you know, your stuff. I mean, you have a personal life. You don't really share everything with, you know, whoever you're with. But at the same time, you know, you do have that privacy. So,
that
no,
was
sorry.
A very
but at the same time,
answer.
What I meant to say was, at the same time, you can, you know, hey, if you need them to check something for you on your phone or Facebook, you know, you shouldn't have to be so secretive that, you know, suspicions will rise so that they would want to hack, you know, you wouldn't want to give them a reason to want to hack your phone or Facebook. See what I'm saying?
So what,
or Twitter.
So what my co-host is saying is that he feels that the significant other should trust you enough to not want to do all of that.
Yeah,
am
there
I right?
You go.
Getting around the bush, you know.
Thank you for saying it so eloquently.
Oh, no problem. I'm good at that. I just
right.
feel like, I mean, yeah, I agree. They shouldn't feel like they need to, but the thing is, like, females especially, they will keep that password. They will write it down. They will have it, like, written on their mirrors and stuff so that they know how to hack you when they feel like it. And even when that relationship changes, the password doesn't always. So... things like my situation where every girl you friend request, you're in bed with, like...
Apparently.
The other moral of the story is don't date psycho people. Just don't do it.
Yeah. That's a great moral to that story.
I don't know, like... I don't know. I feel like even if there's nothing that I need to put on social media in like with such urgency that I would be like, hey, here's my password and stuff, put it on there.
I don't know. I've been in scenarios where I'll be like, hey, can you tell, like, I'm doing something and I'm tied up, but I need to check, you know, either Facebook or my email or something real quick. But since I'm busy, you know, I'll call upon the other person to, hey, can you go into my Facebook? Can you look on my phone real quick and read that text off to me?
I mean, I feel like that's very different if you're, like, sitting there. If you're like, hey, here's my stuff, will you do this while I'm, like, in another country? That's different than, hey.
So, we all know the notorious guy goes into the bathroom, the shower, use the bathroom, and he leaves his phone on the table.
Yeah, ladies, don't do that. That is petty and immature, and you just don't even need to be in a freaking relationship if you're going to pull that.
Yeah, I agree.
Stop it. Because that says, that screams, I don't trust you. And if you don't trust him, get out of the relationship. Done. Boom.
Right.
The end. Or how about this? Ask him. Huh. And if you still don't believe him, end it. Done. Y'all are just traumatic. That's why I don't deal with women. I just can't. Like,
you're not with the drama?
No. Just freaking ask a question. And if it causes a fight, causes a fight. Whoop-de-doo. Either you'll make it or you won't.
Right.
The end.
Because you could be saving yourself a lot of time. Don't ask him. Ask him all the questions.
Right?
Yeah.
I just don't. Women get on my nerves.
Women get on your nerves?
They do.
Ha
ha. Like, I mean, don't try to be slick about things. Just be upfront. Like, I'm done. I'm done with this.
In the female's defense, there are some sketchy guys out there that give them a lot of reasons to look through their phone. You know, sketchy or, like, always trying to be so secretive with their phone or whatever. So I can see why some people do it, but not in every case.
This is true.
Or Facebook. Or, like, every time, like, if I was on Facebook, and this is just an example. It doesn't happen to me. But just for example, on Facebook, and, you know, I'd close the window every time, you know, my girlfriend would come around. No. That's good.
Okay, but here's the thing, is communication is so key in relationships, but if you don't have that, that's that and trust. Like, if you don't have those two things, what do you have? Nothing. You have a whole lot of crap going through your head as a female, and it's going to drive you up the wall, and then it's going to turn you into the psycho woman that I am to me. That's not good. Nobody wants to be
like
that.
It makes for a good story, though.
It does. But, I mean, and it's so funny, because she keeps trying to be a headache to me, and I'm just like,
no.
Just keep texting in pictures, like, hey, this is what you're sending me today, by the way. You might want to check in on that, like.
Yeah.
I can't understand.
I do have a funny story that's somewhat sort of related.
All right, let's hear it.
Are you ready? I don't know what's the fascination with older people lately, but hey, what can you do?
So last week you were all into, like, relationship talk stories. Today you're into old people. It's still soft.
Okay, well, the article is titled, "Hubby, a 7-year-old husband shoots a 32-year-old man who was fornicating with his wife."
Okay, maybe not.
You know what fornicating means? He was having sex with his wife.
You insult me.
Pardon my job.
No, it's on now.
So part of it, what the story was, this past Sunday, around midnight, Mr. Ralph Walls, 12-year-old. Really?
Yeah, that's what I just called you. No, I mean, it was just you talking. It's just, you know, you choose to be an ass to me. I mean...
May I finish the story now?
All right.
I feel like when I start talking, that's another sound effect.
I am waiting. I'm not going to lie, but I'll stop. Hands up.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, let's see what
What?
So, anyway, he was asleep on Sunday, and he went to the kitchen for a drink when he happened to see his 42-year-old wife having sex in the living room with a 32-year-old man. And he, upon seeing this, he went to his bathroom, grabbed a firearm, and shot the man multiple times until he was dead.
Well, then.
And then promptly called 911 and let them know what he had just done and was taken off. Taken off to jail. The couple was only married... He's only been married since last Halloween. But so.
I said short-lived.
Yes. No, he didn't shoot the girl, the lady. He shot the guy.
But still, like, I mean, short-lived before she starts cheating on him.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're going to do that, like, can't you wait for him to at least be out of the house? Like, guy sleep in the room next to you and you're just going to invite some guy over and start having sex with him in your living room?
I mean, I get it. I'm all, like, I'm kind of sort of behind him. I mean, shooting's kind of rough, but... Honestly, you get the wife. I mean...
Wife's 42. Guy's 70. A nice 28-year difference.
I don't know. That's one I'd have to think through.
Really?
Yep.
Why is that?
Because it's like, you gotta think, alright, could you use self-defense on either one? You probably use it better on the guy than the woman. But if you shot the woman and claimed self-defense and won, you get all her assets. But then...
I'm sorry, how does self-defense come into play?
Stop making me talk about dead people, all right?
You want to go back to talking about dead people, you said?
I said stop making me talk about dead people.
Why? You brought it up.
Because, no, you brought it up. We're having a music break. come back to the race now that I've had some time to cool down because somebody kept pushing subject of dead people. I'd like to go on my own little rant. I am angry at the government. Is there a club I can join for that? Because I think everybody is. I have yet to get my tax return. And I filed that crap January 23rd.
Wow. Let's think. Why didn't you get it back? What's the story on it?
The IRS. Okay, so I went through H&R Block. I got a friend that works there, and she helped me out. Da, 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 da. Anyway, so the IRS is saying that I am one of 660,000 people with refunds that are going to be delayed up to 6 weeks because of a software problem. So I guess, like, I'm assuming it's H&R Block because some of the articles that I read about it said that they did research and that was the only company that was coming up saying that it wasn't, like, people's things were getting delayed. I know people that filed with TurboTax have already gotten theirs back. But I'm angry. It's because of this daggum education credit. They got me, like, a crap ton more money that I was so excited about. And now I have to wait. You know how hard that is for me?
Not hard. Real easy.
No. It's so hard for me. Like,
why is that?
I can't. You're not paying any attention. I can hear it in your voice. You do not give a single crap about everything that I'm talking about. You don't care that I'm broke because I'm waiting on my tax return. You don't care that it's going to be another 6 weeks until I get it. You don't care that I'm, like, starving, but that's really just because I haven't eaten dinner. You don't care.
So, I am actually in the same boat with you. I just choose not to cry about it. As far as I'm waiting to get my tax return back as well. And I just understand it's going to be a waiting game. You know, no need in crying and nagging and complaining and whimpering about it. And
oh.
Yeah, I said it. What?
How did it hit you? You didn't feel that? Here, let's do it again. One more for good measure. Get it through your head.
You done?
I don't want to cry. I'm not going to complain and anything. I'm mad at you.
You know, you need to stop my music. I was listening to the background music while you were filling with the sound effects. Please, get together.
I don't like you right now. I really don't. I just don't.
Take a number. Wait in line, please. Quietly.
I feel like it's a DMV type line where I'm just never going to get through and nobody really talks to each other. I'm just not in the mood for that. Like, if I wanted to go to the DMV, I would have done it before 5 o'clock. Like, I don't feel...
Shaking my head.
Shaking my head. LOL. Laughing out loud.
You do have funny moments.
I'm quite funny, thank you. It's about time you realize it.
Alright. I'm looking at this.
That was the winter bell for you. You were talking over it. That's why you have this confused look, because you were talking over it. Here, let's do it one more time. Make it a moment of silence, please. Winner!
Would you like to go through all the sound effects that we got?
No. No, I like it being a surprise. No.
Oh, man. Did you talk about the Washington students taking the survey about wanting pot more than cigarettes?
No, but why don't you steal my story and go ahead and tell everybody?
Well, I'm not really stealing it. Seeing how you're filling with the sound effects, you're not really going to be talking much. But Washington high school students participated in a statewide survey that said they are more likely to smoke marijuana as cigarettes.
because it's legal there. That was very
significant. What did you say? That was so important that I couldn't wait till I was done talking.
I said it's legal there, and that is all. You may continue.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
High school smoking has decreased significantly across the state with cigarette smoking down in grades 6, 8, 10, and 12. But the number of high school students who believe using marijuana is risky is also at a low point, officials said after releasing the 2012 survey results. So, as most people were crying about it, you know, when the debate was going back and forth about having marijuana become legal, saying that it will actually benefit, and you will find that many more people are less likely to smoke it, because it goes back to, if you tell me not to do something as a kid, I'm going to do it anyway, just because you told me not to do it. You may be very familiar with that, Colby, and how you don't listen to anybody, but...
What? What did you say?
Yeah, so it's an interesting survey that was done, and hopefully these results will, you know, affect other schools as well, will help encourage and, you know, get kids to stop smoking cigarettes at least, but smoking on less.
I see. Oh, one of my thingies didn't upload. Dang it. I was going to have applause because you had put way too much thought into that and you drug it out, but it was beautiful. You got there. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
High five.
Yeah.
Or am I like picking on you? It's very easy to do.
You're trying to do a good job, but you're terrible right now because you're not even listening to what I'm saying, so you can't properly pick on me.
I'm sorry. I get bored when you slow down and talk like this because you're thinking and you're looking at things and you're trying to make sure that your stuff's all right. So I just space out. But it's okay.
Doesn't take much.
It doesn't. So...
Facing out.
Right. So, I think that in my oh-so-humble opinion, North Korea just has their panties in a wad, to put it nicely. I said it much more eloquently and colorfully on Twitter, but they just don't like anybody. I mean, we talked about first they were like, we have our nukes pointed at the U.S. because, you know, just in case we want to try it out. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to try it out. And then they're like, South Korea's president has a skirt, and so we don't like her. So they're sexist.
Wow.
And hate America.
Hmm.
Yep. Their first public senior-level mention of South Korea's first female president turned out being sexist. They made a comment about the venomous swish of her skirt. This can't be fake. They need, I don't know, some diaper rash or something, because they're just being big babies about everything. It's like...
You two have something in common. Go ahead.
Listen, I've been meaning to tell you... I'm kind of planning on kicking you to the curb soon, because, you know, there's a lot of other people that want this gig, want to sit here and talk to me for an hour and a half, because I'm just cool like that. But, you see, I didn't want to do this on the air and all. I just can't deal with your constant attempt to be funny and pick on me, and they suck. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. Like, I know this is going to be heavy on your heart. I'm done with it.
All right. I'm done for the day. That was the reaction I needed. Go ahead.
Goodness. I was going to just slap you again. Like, clearly it didn't work the first, like, 5 times. So, I don't know. I figured that would be the best next thing.
Having trouble?
Maybe.
Oh, man, that was priceless.
So, wait. After the whole, I just got excited and then spaced out. After the whole iceberg story, total delayed, but it reminded me, like, now, 10, 20 minutes later, there was a drunk mom. Of course she was in Florida. Of course. Like, I just love the stupid stories from Florida because we're notorious for it. Who called 911 and told the dispatcher that she needed a needed cops to come out and, I quote, scare the shit out of my kids. End quote. And
really?
Yes. Really.
What are the kids doing?
They were being kids.
Very descriptive. Thank you for being so specific with that description of what they were doing.
You're welcome.
That merited
what
cops being called.
That's what I'm here for. No, they just weren't listening to her. And she said that they needed to learn respect. And so, of course, the dispatcher was like, we don't do that. We don't scare kids. And so they sent out cops anyway and found her drunk and took the kids and took her to jail in Brevard County, which is right next to Orange County, which is where Orlando is and where UCF is and other things. And they charged her with child neglect and battery on a law enforcement officer. Oh, yeah, by the way, she hit a cop, too.
Oh, awesome. Great way to follow an officer.
And by hit a cop, I mean tried to kick him in the groin a few times.
A few times?
Only a few
One
times.
One is not enough.
No. So.
Awesome.
I mean, Florida, besides me, has crazy people. Because I'm not crazy.
Right.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very believable.
Thank you. I worked on it a lot, actually.
Well, I need to work harder.
Why are you
I'm just doing a music break. Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
apparently we don't like that song. I don't know why that just got off. I'm sorry about that.
Terrible.
I don't know what happened. Sorry.
You broke it.
I was vibing too. I was liking that. I was like bobbing and weaving and bobbing and weaving. It was beautiful.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more song I wanted to hear too. Oh, well.
There's what?
I said there was another song that I wanted to hear, but it's all right. Anyway, welcome back to the show.
You're listening to The Race. You should call in and talk to us at 646-478-3599. I don't think I can say that any faster. You can hashtag us at The Race. Wait, no, that's wrong. Hashtag The Race. Or you can hit me up at Catfight Colby. I'm currently having conversations with Kelly on there. We're talking about omitting, and we're talking about husbands, and we're talking about passwords, and how sometimes you just don't give people passwords because you trust them, because that makes sense. And
yeah. Hey, question. This is Rome. You can find me hashtag. You can hashtag me on Twitter at ByTheRome, ViBinRome, and so I have a cool question. What are you talking about omitting? As you guys didn't hear from the show last week, the topic for discussion was omitting. And pretty much we've come to the conclusion that it's not really a lie. It's just another. It may run in the same race with lying, but it's not exactly a lie. So
let's clarify. They decided that. I still think it's kind of a lie. But it's the only time it's not is if you legitimately forgot or you legitimately don't know.
So isn't that, by definition, omitting?
No, you could purposely be omitting it because you don't want to get in trouble.
I don't know. I don't agree with
you.
And
then you get in terrible trouble, and it's horrible.
Knew it was coming sometime soon.
I can't help it. These are so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Get yourself together.
I found it from earlier. This is for me, for my soundtrack. Thank you. Thank you.
Good job. Congratulations.
I'd like to thank my mom for having me and
right.
Six Man Radio for making me be here. Wait, no, I need more. A pause. And Six Man Radio for the opportunity.
Thank you. If we can continue, if that's okay with you, I mean, I don't want to. You turn the music off one more time. I promise we're going to have to fight.
All right, okay. I'll have your turn.
You done?
I said your turn. What do you want me to do? Freaking fly an airplane with it trailing behind it? Do you want me to put it in, like,
yes.
Smoke clouds? What do you want me
yep.
to do? I said it's your turn, and you got to sit there and question me? I am your authority. I am your host. Dang it.
Yeah. Yeah, that means much of anything. I do want to tell you about the story about the preschool that was burglarized for the fifth time.
You
and this
stealing.
Time it's caught on video. What? What do you have to say about it now? What? You weren't going to talk about it.
Why do you ask me what I have to say and then keep talking so that I can't say it? That's rude. The way we do this is I send him my stories and he sends me his stories, which he didn't do this weekend. And that way we know that we don't have overlapping stories. But you see, what happens is someone decides to sleep all day, every day, all day, from like morning until night, all day. Doesn't see daylight. It's a freaking vampire. I don't know how he's black because he's a vampire, but that's just the way that it happened. And he steals my stories. Like, I have a problem with this. I put in all this work, and I find all these stories, and he just yanks them from under me like I'm nothing.
If you don't cry, all right. All right, please elaborate on the story then, since it was stolen.
So what happened was, wait, no, you go ahead and take this, because I've got a correction to one of your stories. You can have this one. I'll let you have it.
No. After that long, heartfelt spill that you just gave, I'll give it to you. You can have your story back. I was wrong to steal it from you in the first place.
Well, you didn't lie, but you've stolen like 4 of them today, so why stop now?
All right, fine. So, guys burglarizing preschools. The man was about 30 years old, 5 feet, 10 inches, tall with medium build, wearing a white bandana over his face. So this guy is very, very sophisticated in what he's doing. And he ransacks the preschool and facility, and I don't even know what he takes. They don't give the information of what he is stealing or his purpose of being,
you know,
other than
how,
breaking into preschool.
Do you know how expensive child care is, though? It's ridiculously expensive. And granted, most
people... Well, what are you doing? How can you rob child care? Like, they don't even keep their money there.
That, I don't know. But that's so expensive.
Yes, this is true. But still... Like, what are you taking? Are you taking rattles, extra diapers, some baby wipes?
Hey, diapers are expensive too. Don't even start.
So I hear.
Sell those for like $5 on the black market.
Right. Hey, I got those diapers for you for the low.
Okay. Well, that was wonderful way to mess up my story. So. You told us a couple weeks ago about the baby in Mississippi that was cured of HIV and whoop-de-doo. Well, of course it would be the French, you know, of course. But the French came back and they're like, no, America. There have already been 14 people that have been off HIV medications and things haven't gotten worse in the past 10 years. We're like, oh, well, screw you too, France. And they're like, you know what? We were right. The French accent, not an Indian one that's apparently coming out.
I just wanted you to know, that was completely mumbled and rushed through, so you're going to repeat that a little slower so that you can articulate the words better. Thank you. And go.
So what happened was, in France, they decided that we were wrong because they're French, and they do that sometimes. And
what were we wrong about?
Your story. Really, specifically, they said that you were wrong. With the whole baby story, like, they called you out and everything. I feel bad for you, but, you know.
Oh, man.
Hey, sometimes it's like that. So, they said that, no, this little Mississippian baby, would it be Mississippian? We're just going to go with it. Was not the first one to be cured. In fact, there have been 14 in the past 10 years.
I definitely didn't say she was the first one to be cured. That just goes to show how much you were listening.
It was the French. I blame the French. So anyway, and what this really means is it's called a functional cure, is the U.S. term. So it's not even cured, it's functional cure, which basically means that they are off of their meds and they're not getting any worse. Like the person is able to just kind of sustain it without dying, obviously, but without getting worse. And so they still have it. It's not like it just goes away.
So they still have it, but are they taking meds for it?
No, but they still have it, which means they can still transmit it, although they do not have the symptoms. But it's still there. So, like, it's good. It's definitely, like, a step in the right direction, but it's still there. And...
I'm so glad that you were able to get that out. See, that was better. That was
thank
much
you.
Better. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Claude. I'd like to thank my mother and Six Mary and my awesome co-host giving me shit every 10 minutes.
It's what I do. I mean, you know, since we got this Facebook page up, you know, you guys can hit us on that, you know, have request songs. You guys can even suggest topics that you guys want to talk about. You can come up with creative ways that I can get on Colby's nerves. You know, whatever
Flips Your Boat, and you can also,
yeah,
you know, hit us up on Twitter. But yeah, I think the page is going to be really interesting because, you know, anybody wants to listen to it or, you know, get in direct contact with us can do that, you know, when we're not doing the show. And we could talk about topics that are more close to home. Maybe not for one of us, but, you know, from our listeners out there.
Yeah, if there's anything going on with you, or if you have, like, especially the topics of, like, real-life topics, not news-related, just, like, stuff that's going on where you're like, hey, well, it could be, like, a dear whatever advice type thing. That would be fun because we're going to screw you up more with whatever advice we give you. But, hey, let's give this up. It could be entertaining. So just hit us up on Facebook or on Twitter, and we will shout you out, and we will try to answer it. Maybe not mess you up. Probably will. No promises. Don't sue us if we do.
Tell you what, I'll answer it, since Facebook is more my forte. Oh, speaking of which, did you know, Colby, that today is Twitter's birthday?
Today's Twitter's birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Twitter. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So for someone who tweets all the time, how do you not know this? What?
You should have told me before because I had a sound effect for birthdays.
Play it.
I don't have it uploaded because you didn't tell me.
Well, you know, as much crap as you give me about Twitter, I would think you would know this already about the thing that you use all the time. All the time. So, please. Do better. 7 years old, so Twitter. Happy birthday.
Wow. I've been on it for maybe a year.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad. If you're trying to make me feel bad, it's not working.
That's fine. I will succeed one of these days. But I want to hear the song, Jesse J featuring B.O.B., Price Tag.
We just played that.
No. That was that song?
Yes. Yeah.
No, the one
way
I cut off?
Go!
You see, if you would introduce songs, I would know what's being played.
Oh, pobrecito!
Thank you.
Welcome back to The Race. I am your host, Colby, and I've got my co-host here with me, Rome. You can find us on Twitter at KAT5COLBY, and you can find him at lowercase VIBIN.
I have a voice too, you know.
What?
I said I have a voice too. I can very well say my own Twitter name and my own, you know, name on the show. I like how you're trying to replace me. It's very interesting.
How come you picked up on that?
Yeah, I caught you. I saw what you're doing on Twitter. Anyway, time's running out, but we'd like to give you our gratitude for listening in. We appreciate you. We'll be here again next Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, from 7 to 8:30. You can hit us up, you know, throughout the week or whenever you get a chance on Twitter or on our new Facebook page. Do you have anything to add? Post.
Or you can join in the conversation anytime by calling in. The number's always the same. And that number is 646-478-3599.
Yes, I just took that from you. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been a great pleasure knowing Colby. I'll be at it again next week. That's the payback for her and all her sound effects.
So, everybody have a good night, and we'll see you next week.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious CBD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't
and I'm saying
yeah,
keep it as a reminder. Forever stay loyal, never dishonor. Change didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now, no longer can I stand any more stolen. Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
Stop what I'm saying.